Hi, I'm Ann Litt, and I'm here with Los Angeles Kings defenseman Davis Drewiski. Today, we'll be playing excerpts of songs he selected that have inspired him over the years as part of KCRW's guest DJ project. So, Davis, what did you bring for us today? I see you've got an amazing list that includes some serious classics on it.
I think we're going to get started with Elvis Presley, Hound Dog. Growing up in Wisconsin, and my mom grew up on a dairy farm, and her dad was pretty rough and tough, straight-laced guy. But I think on the radio, it was either polka music or crop prices or the weather. And when he was in a good mood, it was Elvis. I can just imagine him 56 years ago, you know, in the kitchen, the whole family listening to some Elvis songs. And, you know, even a kind of straight-laced guy like that could appreciate how talented he was. And especially with this song, it created so much controversy and such a stir when it first came out. So, you know, he really kind of paved the way for a lot of other performers. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
So that was Hound Dog by Elvis Presley. The next song is by a local band from here in Los Angeles. Talk to me about this song, Shapeshifter, by Local Natives.
Oh, this was my favorite concert to date that I've been to when they played the Walt Disney Concert Hall last spring. They come out with the whole orchestra and they just rocked it. Like, it was so cool.
When you're listening to a song, what grabs you?
A lot of time for me, it's the vocals. But I think kind of what makes great band is a combination of, you know, the vocals and, you know, and the music and the instrumentals. So it's kind of like, you know, sports in some ways, where you can break it down and study it as much as you want. And I think that the best people are still the ones that practice the most, but at the same time, there's not a outline to follow, you know, to success always. Like, it's an art and it's a feel, kind of, and that's what's cool about sports and, you know, especially cool about music.
I like how you compare art to sports. I think that's a really interesting connection you just made.
Yeah, I think so. There's so many similarities. There's no shortcuts in either profession. Both professions have to work extremely hard, and it's not like there's somebody who can tell you all the right things to do at all the right times. Like, some of it's a feel, and a lot of it just is where your preparation meets kind of opportunity, and then if you're ready for it, then, you know, good things happen.
It's Local Natives' Shapeshifter on KCRW's Guest DJ Project. My guest, Davis Drewiski from the Los Angeles Kings. And the next song is near and dear to my heart as well. It's The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, The Promised Land. Talk to me about what this means to you.
Oh, I was so excited. I don't know if you've seen the documentary they had on HBO, Darkness on the Edge of Town. But I was so excited when I heard him talk about this song because, you know, you can interpret it a lot of different ways and people have. But he talked about it just kind of as honoring where you came from. That's always how I kind of interpret it, pretty much from the first time I've heard it. And my hometown is, you know, a beautiful place and lots of great friends and lots of great people there. And it's just the boss.
Is there something about Bruce's sort of working man's ethic that appeals to you greatly? It seems like it does.
Yeah, absolutely. His generation and my generation are a little different, but I still, you know, feel connected, whether it's farmer or factory worker, you know, that's just so much respect for that generation and the things that they went through. Then, you know, kind of going back to talking about, you know, whether it's the vocals or the instrumentals with the boss, like, he's the storyteller too, so it's like the trifecta, you know, they have it all.
We heard The Promised Land by Bruce Springsteen. It's one of the picks of Davis Drewiski from the LA Kings, who's here today with us as guest DJ. I notice your next song is by Three Dog Night, Joy to the World. Talk about this one.
First of all, the song is just fun. You know, you can't listen to that and not sing along a little bit and just enjoy it. And it's just so passionate. We're lucky enough, one of our teammates is actually related to Danny Hutton.
Hutton from Three Dog Night.
Yes, and we spent the last two Christmas Eves at the Hutton house for a big Christmas party. And this year, I lost one of my shoes at the party.
Sounds like it was a good Christmas Eve party.
Yeah, but I just got it back a couple of days ago from Danny. He was nice enough to return it. He was also nice enough to sign it. I'm wearing those shoes today. I think maybe he thought I would not wear the shoe anymore, but I think that's just going to make me wear it more now that he signed it.
Do you listen to music before you get out on the ice?
Yeah. Normally, in the locker room before the game, there's one guy that kind of will control the iPod, and it's a whole variety of stuff.
Is it a problem, the guy who controls the iPod, or are you okay with the guy who controls the iPod?
It's a thankless job, I think. You never can make everyone happy, so you got to have thick skin to do that. Kind of like, I mean, it's the DJ for the locker room, except for you have 20, 25 guys that are all letting you know about it if they're not happy.
You might have to steal the iPod back.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. I think, you know, I've played a few years now, so maybe in a couple more years I'll be veteran enough to take control.
Joy to the World by Three Dog Night. It is one of Davis Drewiski's picks. He's our guest DJ today. He's here from the LA Kings. Now, I noticed you dug back a couple of records for your next song from the Black Keys. It's a song called I Got Mine. And off the air, we were talking about you could have picked any number of Black Keys songs. But why the Black Keys? Why do you love them?
Oh, it's just so raw and edgy. And it's just like, I think anytime we go into a place and there's a jukebox, I think it's, you know, a matter of minutes before we have Black Keys playing and probably four or five of their songs at least, you know. And this song is like, I probably set some sort of world record for air guitar solos, because especially the beginning is just gets me going. This is one of my favorites before a game, anything Black Keys, you know, whatever you got to get up for. I think Black Keys are a good way to get you started.
It's really interesting to me to talk to an athlete, because I have this mental picture of a competitor and what a competitor needs to hear before going out to, you know, basically fight your battle. And it sounds like everybody on the team needs something, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think everyone has a different rhythm sort of that they play the game with. Mm-hmm. And I think that music, you know, depending on what you're listening to, can help you get that rhythm and start tricking your brain to tell your body that it's time to go and it's time to play. We need to do this a certain way. And everybody has a little bit different feel, a little bit different pace for how they play the game. But I think that, at least I found that music can be a good way to trick yourself and kind of get ready to go. Even if your body doesn't feel great, you know, your brain's got to convince it that it does, and it's time to play.
That was Black Keys' I Got Mine. It's one of Davis Starisky's song picks for the Guest DJ Project. Davis, thank you so much for joining us on KCRW.
Thanks again for having me on. This was a blast.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.